Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again for Success Recipes. We've got your recipe for success. I'm your host, Lori Wilkin. We are live here today. Oh, my gosh, we're in Florida. It is absolutely gorgeous. We're sending a shout-out to the rest of the country to stay safe and stay warm. Our show here today is so exciting because we have been participating in what's called Sunrise Social Networking, and that's where smart business owners and entrepreneurs come on out at the crack of dawn as the sun's coming up, and we are social networking for success, doing things like Twitter and Facebook, LinkedIn, and connecting out there. So thanks for joining us. And today we're going to do a recap, but I want you to meet some of the businesses that have been participating. So joining me today, we have got the president of Celebrity Sports Auctions, Lance Berkowitz, and we're going to find out what's been happening with Celebrity Sports Auctions. So welcome to the show, Lance.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you, Lori. And we are CelebritySportsAuctions.com. We're the newest online live celebrity sports auction site in the U.S. And we are really, really thrilled to be with you to talk about sports, especially after the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl last night. And as a matter of fact, one of the big items that we are going to be auctioning off is a jacket, a team jacket from the previous Super Bowl victory by the New England Patriots. So that's a very exciting item. That's football. And one of the great items we have is a rare piece if you're a golfer. Golfers just should really be interested in this piece. It's an actual menu signed by all the U.S. golfers that appeared in the 1937 Ryder Cup. And you have some of the greats in golf, including Sneed. You have all kinds of golfers. That's number two. Number three, before we just talked about baseball, we're going to be auctioning off an original autographed ball signed by Babe Ruth. Also, we have with that piece comes an actual contract that Mr. Rupert signed to get the Babe Ruth from the Boston Red Sox. In every single phase of sports and memorabilia, we will be offering a lot of interesting pieces. Almost 1,000 pieces in our first auction, which goes live on February 23rd, 2015.
And so let's tell them again how they find your site.
Well, very easy. Just go online, www.celebritysportsauctions.com. And you will be able to find us, look at the 1,000 items that we're going to be putting on our first auction on February 23rd. And we are also committed to providing the best care, the best customer service in the industry. So that sets us apart from almost every other sports auction site in the U.S.
So tell me a little bit before you go, what it's like to be involved in a sports memorabilia auction type of business.
Well, what's great about it is I'm a retired pharmacist. I own several pharmacies in Baltimore, but I became a sports junkie, and we were very, very involved with the Orioles, Baltimore Orioles, the old Colts, the Ravens, basketball, and baseball, as I said. And so that got me very interested in sports, been loving it for years and years and years. And when I came down to Florida here, I started a fundraiser for the Palm Beach County Fire Department. I'm the principal nonprofit fundraiser for the fire department in Palm Beach County. And then I decided, my wife said, you know what are you going to do with the rest of your hours in the day? And I said to her, you know what, let's go into a sports business. And that's how we started CelebritySportsAuctions.com.
Oh, I love it. So can anybody bid on these auctions? Is it easy?
Very, very easy. All you have to do is get on the auction site. You just register. And then once you register, you fill in all the blanks, so to speak. And then all of a sudden, you become a registered bidder for all the auctions going forward. And you'll be really, really amazed at the items we have from relatively rare to common items: baseball cards, football cards, golf balls, gloves, so forth, and especially authenticated autographed pictures of almost every single sports star over the last 50 years.
Wow. I can't wait to be part of that, and congratulations. I'm so excited that you've brought CelebritySportsAuctions.com out there. And are you also going to add, beyond sports, will you add other genres of auctions, whether it be, entertainment or music? Do you go beyond sports?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we have a collection from one of the largest collectors in the U.S. of music, memorabilia, as well as not only music, but celebrity musicians, celebrities, period, from TV. For example, we have a huge collection of autographed memorabilia from the television shows from the 50s all the way up until the 2015. And the items we have just really, really excite a lot of people. And one other addition, we also have a rare collection of autographed books. Let's have about 1,000 books that you would really be interested in getting on. So look forward to having people get on the site, www.celebritysportauction.com.
Thank you so much, Lance Berkowitz, CelebritySportsAuctions.com, and we'll look forward to hearing more about your auction and your results. And please come back and join us again on Success with Ease.
Absolutely will. And, Lori, thank you so much. And I hope people who listen to this broadcast will certainly enjoy looking at our site and enjoying the bidding on a lot of very exciting items.
Awesome. Love to hear more. Thank you so much. Our next guest participating in this morning's social media, Sunrise Social Media, we are up there sending tweets. We were this morning on About Me and, replies and doing all kinds of great posts and helping each other, Facebook and hashtags. So joining me now, it's this time of the year for Harold Blotcher, and he is an enrolled agent. And basically what that means is he's one of those tax experts. So welcome to the show, Harold.
Thank you, Lori. Glad to be here.
So what do you find that people need to know right now about this time of the year and tax season? What couple of tips do you want to give us?
Well, there are a couple of things that are very important, especially this year. Taxes have become much more complicated than they have been in the past, primarily because of the Affordable Care Act. And people have to have insurance or pay a penalty. And those people have insurance, they either have to have it through their employer or through the healthcare exchange, but it makes taxes more complicated this year. So what I am advising people to do, especially those who used to do their taxes themselves, is to hire a credentialed professional tax preparer, either a CPA or an enrolled agent. It will make your life a lot easier in the long run, and it will save you money. You may have to pay a higher fee than going online to prepare your taxes, but what you'll save will be more than what you pay.
I love that. And so working with you, what do you think is the biggest misconception that people have about an enrolled agent? What do you think people are confused about?
Well, people really don't know what an enrolled agent is. I am a member of the National Association of Enrolled Agents, and we're trying to promote the credential. To become an enrolled agent, you have to pass a series of three vigorous exams with the IRS on individual taxation, on business taxation, and on representation and ethics. So it takes experience and study. And enrolled agents are billed as America's tax experts. That's all we do is taxes. We specialize in taxes. We prepare taxes for individuals and small businesses, and we help people with representation if they're having their taxes audited or they're in collection with the IRS, whether it's through their own fault or no fault of their own. So we help people resolve those issues. And we also do tax planning and tax consulting. And people often ask, what's the difference between an enrolled agent and a CPA? Well, a CPA, taxes generally is just something else that they do. They don't specialize in taxes, although there are those people that bill themselves as tax accountants. But in general, CPA does a lot of other things while we specialize in taxes. So we help our clients make sure that they pay the least amount of taxes allowed by law. That's our mission in life.
Awesome. Awesome. Share with our audience a little bit about what you're learning so far by participating in the Sunrise Social Networking and Media, social media events, so they understand how it's been valuable for you.
Well, I have always been kind of technologically challenged, and participating in these classes and social media events, it's teaching me how to get my message out to more people so I can help more people, save money. I naturally promote my business, but it's helping me to reach more and more people and explain, promote the enrolled agent designation, as well as helping myself to get more exposure on different media, like this talk show.
I love that. And so what would be great is if you reached out to other people that care about knowing more about what you're doing in your taxes and, you know, invite them to come on board and to listen to the show. That is so, so awesome. And I thank you for being with us early in the morning. Harold Blotcher, we just got him on about.me, and you find him on, he's on Twitter, and you also will find him now on Empire Avenue. He's created his own stock symbol, and you can invest in the play the game on Empire Avenue. So thank you so much for being here, and we're going to talk to one of the other gentlemen who is also at our Sunrise Social Networking here live at Panera's in Boynton Beach. This is the spot this morning, guys. We're actually going to be live at another Panera Bread in Boca Raton, Florida, tomorrow in the Mission Bay area. And so I'm going to welcome to our show right now a gentleman by the name of Alan Hagel. So, Alan, welcome to the show.
Well, how are you, Lori? It's such a pleasure to be on your show and have an opportunity to explain what we're doing at ubiztoday.com. So, again, thank you.
So you're all about making business happen and helping business owners. Can you tell us, what does UBiz Today do?
We are a cutting-edge technology mobile app application that businesses, small and large, can utilize to promote their business in a local, national, and international arena. So what we do is we have a go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna ask you how, you know, what's involved and how people start, where they, you know, what they do.
Well, it's very simple. We have a situation that they can download our app for free at on their smartphone. It's either the Apple Store or Google Play, and they put in the word UBiz, and they download the app for free. And this is something where people are going to want to do it because they can save money. Almost everybody wants to save money, and everybody wants to also communicate with their friends, and we have a mobile app that does both. Matter of fact, what we really are is an eight-year-old company that initially started out in South America as the International Chamber of Commerce's online directory, basically like a yellow page. It's not something too exciting, but you know what they did was they started to gather businesses all around the world, and in 8 months it got so busy that they asked the president at the time, Martin Nacka, to prioritize it. So Martin prioritized the business, called it the Americas, which basically stands for the Yellow Pages. It's called AIYellow.com. And in 8 years, this company has 1.2 million customers. It has 460,000 merchants in 123 countries with 32 corporate offices, 40,000 direct salespeople have been paid over $80 million, and the company last year did $750 million. They're a triple A-rated company, and we are a new division called UBiz. UBiz is the product. The name of the company is BizBiz.Mobi, anyone who wants to can go look it up and can check the website at www.ubiztoday.com, or they can even call me at 516-236-4699. So, as I was saying, this new division got started only 4 months ago, and we have a base now that we're already one of the fastest growing companies in over 87 countries, And we're just growing by leaps and bounds, and we're looking for a few interested-minded people who would like to be a part of this new technology, the mobile app industry, which is truly, truly only 5 years old when Apple started the first app and remarkably got 30 billion downloads the first year. And in the past 5 years, they're now up to about 170 billion, and they expect next year to be over 300 billion downloads, which is about 500 downloads per second. Is that not exciting, Lori?
It is, and I think people out there keep hearing the word app, and you hear that, like, Facebook, you know, has like 10 million apps, but is there an easier explanation of really what an app is and why people want or would need an app to be even more successful? Can you break it down for people that are saying, I hear the word app, but I'm too embarrassed to really even ask you, what's an app and why do I need one?
Well, let me try to explain it with my brief experience in the industry of only 2 months and the amount of research and work that I've been doing to get myself up to snuff. But basically what you have are companies that spend anywhere from millions of dollars to create an app so their customer base, their clients, can have the ability to see who they are, what they do, and how they do it, to sell their product, advertise their product, promote their product. So usually we call it the big boys have the money to create these apps. The small and medium-sized businesses can't afford it, and what we have is a lot of apps that are being created that business kids can be a part of for relatively small amount of money. What UBiz has tried to do is offer an extreme, and I mean extreme amount of value in having an app that has geo-targeting, localization in a way that everyone on the app and anyone who has downloaded the app will see businesses within a 6.2-mile radius. And that localization gives the businesses who want business within their local areas a way to get new customers. But what is super powerful about UBiz is we've created a situation that when someone connects with the app through a merchant, we can be connected anywhere in the country and anywhere in the world. That is fantastic. And the cost of this app for a merchant, as I said before, the customer can register for free, but the merchant will only have to pay $30 per year. That is a ridiculously low cost. Matter of fact, when asking the opinion of certain merchants when they see the app in action, they're usually saying they would pay several hundred dollars a month or even $30 per month. So when I say it's $30 a year, it's like a no-resistant sell. And them being able to put on this app anywhere from 6, 7, 8 photos of their business, they're able to put their name, their email, their phone number, their website, a brief description of their business, plus a sale or a promotion or an event, and then we have a GPS tracking where they put their address so the person who's on the app for free can see exactly where they're located and go to that place of business. It is fantastic. We have a share button on there that they can email it, text it, Facebook it to people. We have a like button, so you know people who like certain items or certain businesses or certain products can like it. And certain products that they don't like, they can delete it. It is just one fantastic cutting-edge technology that I think is going to do extremely, extremely well in the very, very near future and beyond.
Oh, absolutely. And even as I listen to you with your explanation of this very reasonable cost per year, I could definitely see people coming to a live event, and I could see them paying a certain amount of money to participate in the event, and it will include their membership for the year. So it'll all be a done deal right then and there, them participating. They'll already be agreeing to be part of the service and have their apps with us just by attending the event. It'll be a given deal. How do you like that?
I love it. And, you know, another opportunity that we have here with this app How about groups and organizations? How about chambers of commerce? How about schools and universities, alumni groups? All these organizations that I just mentioned have the ability to be involved with UBiz or BizBiz.mobi, because here they want to have their businesses attached to this type of app. And here an income stream can flow into that organization, can flow into that church, can flow into that alumni through UBiz remarkably, and they can also be in touch with their organization, their members, their clients, their students on a daily basis as they can change the air and put events and activities on the app because they can change it every day. Just think if there was a situation where they were having an event, such as you said, and be able to ping it out to all their members who have downloaded the app for free. Picture an organization like the Chamber of Commerce, maybe in fact even in another country, where they have a multitude of, say, 500, 1,000, 2,000 businesses who would want to promote their businesses through the app, and the organization can then receive funds that they can do the work that they want to do, such as the programs and the goodwill of what they have to do through this type of company. I think it is just utterly fantastic that we have so many avenues that we can work, that UBiz is truly, truly going to be the next great big company here in the United States, and is already, as I said, in the last 4 months, we have members in 87 countries.
So share with us a little bit. I know that you have been attending the Sunrise Social Media Networking event and joined us here at Mirrors. Share with our audience a little bit what participating in the Sunrise Social Media Networking has done for you so far.
Oh, my goodness. I met Lori Wicken, who's doing this show for the first time, about 3 weeks ago at a networking meeting. She invited me to the Sunrise Social Media event, and I can tell you, all I did was sit and take notes, because she is so on top of what is happening today, where businesses need to contact people through social media. You know, the days of radio, the days of TV, the days of even the internet or what we thought was email, today it is a social media connection that you have to have between you, your customer, and the people around the world. And Lori, I'm just amazed at how much information, knowledge, and expertise that she has, and her openness to share this information with people, that anyone out there, if you're not connected to Lori, you need to get connected. And if you're in anywhere in 25 miles of where Lori's having her events and her Sunrise Social Media events, you need to be here. We have a couple of seats available, so I'd highly recommend you get in touch with Lori and reserve one of those seats, because you don't want to miss what she has to offer.
Thank you so much. Great compliment. Coming up, we actually, Successapies, which has been our brand for the last 13 years, Recipes for Success, we have been selected by BYL Network, which is hashtag BYL Network, and Successapies will be airing on the Money Channel. My new season of programs there will be available online all through the computer and through all of your downloads through tablets and things like Apple phones and that type of thing. You'll be able to watch me on the Money Channel, and that's going to be 6 times a day, 7 days a week, starting in April. So we're really excited about Successapies, and a lot of these businesses are really getting behind sharing their message. They understand that the future of television is on the internet, and the future of radio is on the internet, and that's part, Alan, why I started embracing internet broadcasting in 2002. So we're going on 13 years of internet broadcasting. And in 2003, I heard about doing a thing called writing a blog. And so I started blogging in 2003. And so now I think the rest of the world is starting to catch up over 100. And I mean, there's companies right now that are scrambling to figure out how that they can advertise and invest in you know, their type of things being online, whether it be online video or online audio like we're doing here. They want to be in everybody's phone like you and you were talking about with these apps. And you mentioned that with your BizBiz.mobility, you know, there's going to be the benefit to the businesses of words that are that maybe the audience might not have understand called geo-targeting and localization. What's really important is that, you know, and people understand this even in radio. That's why you still have local radio and you still have local newspapers, is if somebody's in a certain area, they want to be able to know where are they going to eat, where's the best place to eat in that area, where's that best place to go and buy their office supplies or their furniture or the best car dealerships or the best, you know, architect, the best public relations, whatever the products or services, you know, people are if they're in an area and they want to be able to spend that money in that area, they need to find out, well, which companies are serving that area. And so with a tool, if I'm correct, like BizBiz.mobility, Alan, is that correct, that the people that have that app are going to be able to find out the businesses that are in that radius area so that they can then go to those businesses and support those businesses? Is that accurate?
Well, let me give you the exact website to go to, which is my website is www.ubiztoday.com, and at that site you can there's an icon to register for free. There's a 3-minute video that I think any merchant needs to see for 3 minutes of how this can benefit to promote his business. And if there's people out there that are looking for an opportunity, they're looking to make maybe an extra $1,000 a month or $1,000 a week, that they can look at the opportunity video, which is only 3 minutes, and all other information, pertinent information in PDF files, and even the ability to join are right on that website. And if they want, since we do like talking to people and answering questions, please, my number is 516-236-4699. And I can only again say that it's such a pleasure doing this show, and it's such a pleasure meeting you, and it's such a pleasure working with you in the Sunrise Media Group and learning more and more about how to utilize the platform of all these websites and how to work social media around the world with the major top 100 leaders that are in the field. And you showed me something today that just has, you know, made my hair curl, and I'm bald. So you can imagine how excited I am.
Awesome. Well, for those people who are just tuning in, one of the places that is a social media game that you can participate, it's called Empire Avenue. When you go on Empire Avenue, you literally create your own ticker symbol, just like the stock market, and mine is called Successipes. And you learn, you get to actually learn and participate in pretend buying and selling other people's stock of their business or them as a person. And you actually have the opportunity to learn from people who are all over the world, who are on a mission to be able to utilize all the different tools of social media to expand their reach, whether for their own personal purposes, to meet other people that have their same interests, or, you know, for those people who are in business, which is most of the people are, you know, small business owners in different parts of the world. They wanted to use the tools out there to expand their reach and connect with greater audiences. And they realized that with the internet and which websites and online, they're in a position to connect with people that they never would have met, or the chances of the meeting at some point in this lifetime would have been very, you know, slim to none without the tools of online. So one of our messages from today is to go to empireavenue.com and definitely participate in the game there. For those of you who are not participating on Twitter, this is a place that you will find a lot of business people. The fastest growing segment of the Twitter users happen to be in the 55 to 65 age category. And the statistics just came out for social media online. The fastest growing demographic of people who are going online for social media, believe it or not, it's not the kids. In 2015, 2015 to 2016, there will be 2 million additional people that are 65 and over who are going to get onto social media. So believe it or not, the fastest growing demographics of people who will come online this year is going to be the people 65 and over who have finally, they're probably being taught by their grandkids or their kids, you know, how to participate and how to send tweets and how to text message and put up photos and go on to Facebook. But the most important thing is social media is a place for people to participate. And, you know, online is available for you. If you don't get online, you're missing out on a whole big part of the world. You're missing out on connecting people instantly. I hate to come to the end of our show, but for now, I'm your host, Lori Wilk. You've been live with Success at Bees. I want to do a quick shout-out thank you to all my guests today for participating in our Sunrise Social Media Networking, including Alan Hagel and Howard Blotcher and Lance Berkowitz. Keep participating until we get together again. Be safe and be successful. Goodbye for now.